Okay, supply chains. Now, on Monday, the state government announced all sorts of restrictions, abattoirs at two-thirds capacity, warehouses and distribution centres at two-thirds capacity, obviously restrictions on construction sites, all that sort of thing. I know that the logistics industry went bananas about that and said, well, you can't expect us to keep the supermarkets full, and yet at the same time tell us that we can't employ all the people we need. Our next guest is a supply chain expert and the founder of Profit Systems, Tim Gray. Good afternoon.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. How do you reckon we'll go? Do you reckon when we go to the supermarket on our one allowed trip a day that we'll be okay? We'll be able to buy what we need over the next 6 weeks?
Yeah, I can't see that happening, Tom, not unless we prevail with a little bit of planning rather than just reacting that we seem to be looking at the moment.
Okay, so what do we need to do?
I think, you know, what we're seeing is fairly broad brush statements, like we'll take two-thirds people out or we'll cut down the abattoirs by two-thirds. And for me, there are really obvious choices we can make to achieve the same effect, and that is to have people further apart in areas where the high density of workers that are together for prolonged periods of time. If you're talking about in abattoirs, if the supermarkets were to order like whole cuts of meat rather than single serve meat, the strain on the workforce inside the abattoirs would be greatly reduced. Everyone would still be getting fed. The farmers would still be able to move their product without needing to consider culling animals that otherwise would have been consumed. You know, the knock-on effects can easily be mitigated with distribution centres. To say that two-thirds of the people, that we've got to cut the distribution by a third.
Sorry, I think it's the other way around. We're going to cut by a third, two-thirds. Yeah,
you're absolutely right. If we take a third of the people out of, for example, a Coles or Woolies distribution centre, you're taking what are already distressed supply chains, and I just heard you say that the supermarket you're going to, it still has food on the shelves, and I'm really pleased for you. I can say firsthand we're not seeing that here, and I'm hearing from a lot of people that they're already seeing, the shelves emptied of toilet paper and
right.
meat and so on. So, and this is in New South Wales.
I mean, because the Premier just seemed to pick a number, like we'll chop a third of workers out, like almost out of thin air, didn't he?
Yeah, and you know, the medical advice that we're receiving is that, you know, it should be a metre and a half, and perhaps that needs to be pushed out to 2 metres, and everyone wearing face masks. Now, you know, that's much easier to implement in, for example, an abattoir and still keep production going than it is to just say, oh, well, a third of the people don't get to go to work.
Yeah, because the thing I couldn't understand was, like, if everybody's at home and no one's going out for dinner, and which obviously we're not doing now, then, if anything, supermarket sales go up rather than down, because almost every meal in Victoria will be bought at a supermarket, whereas, you know, normally it would only be one or two out of three. So... On one hand, there's going to be more stress on supermarkets. On the other hand, they're being told to have fewer workers. I mean, so you're saying that's going to cause problems?
Absolutely. In my experience and opinion, it needs to be a more targeted, you know, take the areas where we have clusters, even ask businesses to self-regulate and then do audits on them about making sure that the high-density functions are separated, and that we reduce capacity from those. But picking arbitrary numbers like a third will have knock-on effects. Our supply chains are already stretched because of what you just said, everyone sitting at home, eating more meals, not eating as much through restaurants, and that means that the load on the supermarkets, they're enjoying sales that they've never seen before, not over sustained periods of time. It's like Christmas every month.
So
supply chains haven't adapted.
Now, what about final question? What about logistics from one part of the country to the other? I mean, you know, just for trucks crossing borders, it's really difficult because you drive into Victoria, you've got to have the right permit to make sure that you can leave again. Have we got that properly sorted?
No, the expectations that trucks can travel. When we've got workers at the border, I was just talking to one of my dairy clients just yesterday about how, you know, they went for a week with half of their factory comes over from New South Wales into Victoria, and they couldn't get their New South Wales people into the factory. Now they've got those permits arranged. But when you send a truck from New South Wales or from Queensland down to Victoria, it's okay getting into Victoria, but it's a problem for them getting out. They need to have the right permits, and, you know, it's problems. And when you're distressed and we haven't got enough food to go around, if you're a distribution centre thinking, well, do I send this to Griffith or do I send it to Melbourne, where are you going to choose? You're going to choose the place that you're going to get the truck back from. So I think we're going to see Victoria's going to be in a real strife for this.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim. Tim Gray, supply chain expert and founder of Profit Systems. Not good news, but we need to hear it. And the problem is, it won't be until a lot of us start going to the supermarket and saying, you know, bloody hell, I can't buy the kids dinner here because there's nothing on the shelves.